Hi, good morning, everybody. A very warm welcome to the second quarter 2012 results for Capital Retail China Trust. My name is Wai Ling. I handle investor relations. I promised Jonathan that you all be in time for his briefing at 12 o'clock, so we'll start now, even though I think some of the analysts are not here yet. Today, we'll have a presentation first by Tony, CEO of the manager, and then there'll be a Q&A session. So without any further delays, I'll invite Tony up on the stage for the presentation.
Thanks, Wai Ling. Good morning to everyone. I'm sure you all been going through the very busy period now. I'll keep this pretty short. I'd like to leave a little bit more room maybe for Q&A. I think the results are pretty self-explanatory, so I'll just give some highlights. I'm sure you all have a lot of things in your mind on China and the related, may or may not be related to retail, real estate, but I thought I would like also to give you a little bit of flavor what's happening on the ground, just to make sure that those who have no chance to see China on the ground condition is probably not as bleak as what you think, lah. Okay. Let's see. Okay, just quickly, as usual, I'll cover this few area. Some highlights. I think this quarter we did pretty well. Gross revenue, I know we increased by more than 18% and NPI more than 15% on a year-on-year basis. Shopper traffic, you know, continue to be very strong. We experienced more than 26% increase in our shopper traffic. Largely driven by, the largest malls, Sze Chong Men Mall. In my previous announcement, I mentioned that Sze Chong Men Mall, the connection to basement, the subway line, is already open in operation, and I think we are seeing a lot of spillover traffic coming into our mall now. Tenant sales gone up on a year-on-year basis, plus 13%. Again, I think it's not as bad as what most people think is happening in China. Portfolio reversion increased 15.2%. Sorry, rental reversion, 15.2%. Of course, this varies a lot from single digit to a high, you know, double digit, 20%+. Again, it's a reflection of, I think, the condition on the ground is not as bleak as what you see. DPU, we are up 12.1% year-on-year, 0.0241. I think together with the first Q, which is the same in the first Q, 0.0241, we are looking at DPU of 0.0482. Some financial highlights, which I mentioned before, I won't delve in detail. On the distribution yield perspective, I think based on our latest closing price, about 7.3%. Yesterday's closing price. For the first half, again, I think I won't elaborate too much. I think I mentioned already in the highlight. This balance sheet-wise, I think we end up the quarter at the net asset value of about 1.38 dollar. That's including the dividend. If you X out the dividend, it's about 1.33 dollar. Some dates to pay note of. Ex-date trading, 5th September, we will pay out on the 26th September. Okay, so some highlights. I think as I mentioned before, overall, our turnover has gone up more than 18%. If you look across the board, most of the, except for a few, like the, I mean, there's the inclusion of Ming Zhong Le Yan, which we bought on the second half last year. So you strip that out, I think turnover is still up double digit. Otherwise, if you look across the board, most of our mall are experiencing a nice increase. On the NPI basis, we are increased by almost more than 18%. Across the board, again, you see most of them have gone up. Sorry, this is revenue for the whole year, for the first half. And the NPI basis, for the first half, we are increased by 16.7%. If you look across, again, I think most of them experience nice growth, except for maybe, which I can explain a little bit more. Erqi, this is a master lease mall, a slight dip. I think we have additional tax to pay, and that hit us in the second Q. In terms of debt, I think we are quite comfortable. This year, we don't have anything to refinance. A small amount, 33 million here, is no working capital, just tying us through the timing difference between the cash that we repatriate from China and when the time that we need to pay distribution. And about But the bulk will come in next year, middle of next year, 115 million. Our gearing is pretty low, second Q, now just slightly above 28%. Interest cover is still very strong, close to 8 times. Our average cost of debt is about 2.62%. As you can see, I think over the period of time, our gearing has maintained pretty low, and we have always been quite careful. I think our bank has also been quite supportive. Our debt has remained fairly low over the last few quarters. Just some highlights as a portfolio. The valuation has gone up. We know, as you know, we do a valuation every half year. For this first half, we are looking at 2.7% as a portfolio overall increase. Right. I mean, the valuation is backed by predominantly due to a higher, projection of our operating result. The cap rate remained pretty much constant. Occupancy also maintained about 97% as a portfolio. The dip came from Ming Chong Rea, which I already elaborated. We're going to do AEI. We're going to recover space, and indeed, second Q, we recover some space in preparation for the AEI. Yeah. Otherwise, I think the rest are pretty okay. Even Sai Han, we see quite almost close to 100% now. Yeah. Some of them are timing difference, like Wuhu, all these are timing difference. Rental reversion, second Q, looking at 15.2%. That's 15.2% higher than what we last paid for those that are up for renew and all the new leases that we signed. You can see some of them recording very strong numbers. You know, even Si Zhiming, the largest mall, looking at almost 29%. Right. Of course, we still have some more work to do for the rest of the year. In fact, will help us to build the results for the next financial year. For this year, 2012, I think we are pretty much quite secure, because if you trace back a few quarters, we have been clocking quite nice rental reversion. This year, I think our result will be quite in line. These are just breakdown of the expiry. I won't go down in detail. Tenant sales, I mentioned before, tenant sales, we continue to register higher tenant sales in our mall, increased by more than 13% as a portfolio in the second Q. shopper traffic went up 26.4%. If you include the Ming Chong Rea, which we bought in the second half last year, it gone up almost close to 40%. I think one thing that we are quite pleased to know that we are beginning to be less and less dependent on rent for income from the anchor tenants. If you recall, at the beginning of IPO, we started off with anchor tenant being the supermarket and the departmental store, contributing 61% of our gross rent. Today, based on the latest result, I think we are looking at only 30%. So I think it's a confirmation of our effort to continue to make sure that our mall to be more more efficient. We try to recover space as much as possible. Plus, of course, when we add in new acquisition, likely to be in multi-tenanted mall, that will bring our dependency on the anchor tenant lower as well. I thought we highlight a few key things. For this quarter, if you look at our two largest portfolio, Si Zhiming, two largest property in the portfolio, Si Zhiming, occupancy almost, more than quite close to full occupancy. Rental reversion very strong for Si Zhiming, almost 29%. And even for Wang Jing, which is I deem the most matured property in our portfolio, we're still looking at almost close to 12% rental reversion. And another thing that we are also quite pleased that the revenue we derive from the sales component from a tenant also increased quite nicely. For example, for Si Zhiming, we are looking at more than 16% increase in the what we call the rental turnover turnover component of rent, increased by 16% on year-on-year basis. And likewise for Wang Jing, increased close to 14%. We'll continue to upgrade. I think the next phase for these two more is to upgrade the brand and trade mix. I think particularly Si Zhiming has gone through a evolution. Yes, since we have a open up the connection to Basement 1. The traffic footfall has gone up a lot. It's gone up, in fact, more than 50% in Xizhimen. And that brings about a lot of opportunity for us to relook at our kind of trade offering and brand mix. Overall, as a whole, our assessment is that this mall is still trading not at the most optimal level in terms of the trade and brand mix, given the fundamental of the property. For me, I see there's a long, you know, runway for this property to go. Wangjing, also we are looking through the entire brand positioning. I think Wangjing has gone through 6 good years of solid operation and improvement. But the question is, what's next? So we are looking at a plan to rebrand, not rebrand, but really look at the profile, because our customer has changed as well. The shopper that comes to our mall has changed over the time, and we are relooking at how we could take this mall into the next phase of growth. Just some interesting thing that we brought in Uniqlo. We brought in Uniqlo to Xizhimen with increased footfall. I think they're very keen to come in. In fact, we put them at level 4. Normally, you don't see Uniqlo in level 4. They're either in level 1 or level 2. But I think we managed to have a deal with them. And given, I think they have good faith in our Xizhimen. Despite in level 4, I think they're quite willing to come in. We also brought in new brand, UR. It's a French name, level 3. So all these, traditionally, in most of the shopping mall, if you do visit in China, they probably end up in level 1. But because, you know, this property, I think, like I mentioned before, still got a good runway ahead. Most of the tenants actually have strong faith in the in the mall. In Wangjing, we brought in some nice offering. This is a for those who are familiar in Hong Kong, this is a very famous dessert retailer. You know, they're offering dessert from Hong Kong, Shi Liu San. They opened the first shop in Beijing, in Wangjing with us. The sales are doing fantastic now. We also brought in Tai Xing. Yeah, I didn't mention here. It's Tai Xing. There's another tenant that we brought in to Wangjing at the Basement 1 also, and also doing very good business. So we are trying to offer a little bit different offering. I think some of the, not all, of course, not all brand would do equally well. But I think for us, we just have to continue to seek new way to excite the market. I believe most of y'all go to shopping mall. The last thing you want to see is, you know, day in, day out, the same offering. So for Wangjing, like I mentioned before, we're going through that rethinking. This is part of the process. We probably will look at quite significant change in the type of brand that we bring in. A little bit on Sai Han. If you recall, Sai Han used to be a master lease mall. We did major AEI in it was completed in late 2009. Started in around 2008. Converting a master lease mall into a shopping center, a full-fledged multi-tenanted shopping center. Ever since then, I think we have seen quite tremendous growth in the operating result over the year. Now, Sai Han is almost fully occupied, you know, close to 100%. And if you look at the MPI this quarter, they actually clocked a 32.2% increase. Still very strong. I think last quarter last year as a whole, we delivered, this mall delivered almost close to 100% increase in MPI. So it's a demonstration that I think for CRCT, growth, no doubt we can come from in a form of acquisition, which everybody hope will happen. But we still can deliver a lot of inorganic, what we call organic growth, through either work like we do in some of the multi-tenant mall, brand remix, you know, trade mix, as well as conversion of property into a full-fledged shopping mall. And we still have three master lease mall in our portfolio, which give us some potential upside in the future. Market outlook, the GDP has dropped, and everybody knows that. Inflation has also dropped, which is actually a very positive thing for us. What we were most concerned is really the runaway inflation. But we have full faith, and I think the government will do the right thing to prevent a major hard landing. And you already see that they have taken some action. So, no, they have already cut interest rate twice. And recently, they also announced some program to help the specifically the energy saving household appliances. So because this sector I think has been badly hit by the slowdown both in overall GDP but also the housing the real estate side. So I think we believe that we'll probably see more measures coming out, whether quietly or coming out in a big bang, we do not know. In fact, this one was announced in quite quietly, but we managed to we got source that they actually start implementing this program. So I believe the government are quite concerned, and they are very serious in taking this slowdown and relooking at the economic foundation and putting in measures to build in a higher consumption component in the overall economic foundation. So I think for CRCT, we are quite well positioned. China retail sector is still growing. The trend has not changed. No, people are still moving to cities. People aspirations still has not changed. They're still moving out. No, everyone wants to aspire a better living environment. And I think we are exactly in that spot. No, to offer that kind of aspiration that the consumer wants. I think with that, I'll stop here. Running out of voice.
We will commence the Q&A session. Tony will be joined on the stage by Joanne Tan, our head of finance, and Zui, who is in charge of investment and asset management. As usual, we appreciate if you can state your name and company before asking the question. There's one roving mic behind. First question, please.
Hi, morning. Robin from UBS here. Two questions. First of all, are we seeing any signs of weakness from any specific segments of your tenants, in particular this department stores and supermarkets? And secondly, on acquisitions, compared to a quarter ago, are prices looking a bit more attractive now? And if you go ahead with any, is it fair to say that you're looking more at Tier 1 cities, Beijing, Shanghai, rather than the Tier 2 and 3 cities? Thanks.
Okay. I think if you ask me broad brush across the board trade sector affected, you mentioned departmental store as a particular trade. That one is quite visible. You can see, I'm sure you do some analysis as well. Some of the departmental store actually reported a fairly significant decline, particularly in the first quarter. But I think my sense, second quarter, things seem to have stabilized. It's not as bad now. First quarter, there's some jittery, and of course, I think it doesn't help that the government is still preempting the market about the slowdown. So I think specific to departmental store, yes, quite visible. But if across the board, you look at what's supermarket, no, not really. These are staples. So I don't see any. In fact, has gone down. But this is very general. Of course, supermarket operator is a very intensely competitive environment, and there are winners and there are losers. I think within our portfolio, we have BSG as one of the key supermarket operator. I think they are doing fairly well. And you'll be surprised, within the BSG group, the sales, in terms of sales per square meter, the highest is clocked in Saihan, Inner Mongolia, or more, Tier 3 city, right? But the rest are pretty okay. We're not seeing a dip. Then back to the question about what specific, I say it's very hard to broad brush because I think in every trade there are winners and some of them are very cyclical. What possibly is more visible is the sporting one. The sporting, there are winners. I think they are the sporting and fashion related trade. There are some slowdown in sales. I'm not sure how that tie up to your own analysis, but we do see things are not as rosy as before. Yeah. Otherwise, I think F&B is still doing very well. You know, children related trade, still doing quite okay. Beauty is doing all right. In fact, I was just looking at on the way here. Look at the. One particular trait, slimming. It's doing very well. Wellness, we call that wellness. imagine paying gross GTO rent. So you can imagine these are the factors. I mean, it's not so visible, but the general environment, of course, is not as rosy as in maybe last year this time, but slightly better compared to first Q. But the beauty of our trade is that we are not at the luxury end. We are on the most of our trade offered to consumer who needs to shop in any case and needs to eat. No? And we have a wider selection of tenant base that we can talk to. So each time you come across winner and loser, you just have to adjust your trade accordingly. So long as you keep your property fundamental right, know, basic things like your hygiene factors and making sure that you always have new things to offer to the consumer and trying to attract consumer to shoppers to the mall, then I think we will have a very good position in the marketplace, irrespective of whether the market is out or not. Yeah.
Tony, second question on acquisitions and whether prices are softer.
Acquisition, no particular, I would say, preference. Of course, the growth dynamic between tier one and non-tier one are quite big. But the capital value are also quite different. So it depends on, I would say, more opportunistic. There are some good property that we look at in tier one city. But it's always a question of price. What kind of price are we willing to pay? Then also look at the dynamics in the mall. You know, what's already locked in, whether what kind of upside you can get it out. You know, so there's a lot of factors to consider. But of course, if a mall is badly managed, and we see a lot of upside and the price is reasonable, then the growth coming from a tier one city mall can be also quite substantial. Right? Then tier three city, I think I mentioned before. Tier 2 to Tier 3, let's say broadly. generally, in my sense, on the ground, things are not as bad as what the Tier 1 cities are experiencing. If you ask most people on the street, of course, they're a little bit more aware now that there's some more talk about a slowdown in China as a whole. But if you try to link them to have things happening in Europe or US, most of them are not concerned. So things, there's still a lot of buzz in the tier two, tier three city. So I think the growth dynamic in this city is still very strong. That in terms of acquisition priority, I think it's opportunistic. Our overall, I think we still prefer to be in a city, either CRCT is already in and then we deepen our presence, or CMA is already there. Then we can ride on the synergy. If we look at third tier, any new cities, I think it will have to be something very compelling. Yeah.
Thanks.
I think the last question you asked about the tier one city.
Yeah, I think you've
answered it. Yeah.
David Lam from Daiwa. Tony, your shopper traffic and tenant sales numbers were very strong. I'm a little concerned that perhaps they were distorted by Sijinmen Mall. You said it was growing like 50%. Do you have a number without, if you strip that out, what type of growth
you have? I think if you take out Sijinmen, generally most of them traffic still grow above, close to 10% or above 10%. So numbers are not so bad. Yeah. Tenant sales, in fact, Sijinmen, which is why I mentioned earlier, Sijinmen still got a lot of hit runway. The sales not as efficient as we hope for. The growth is single digit. As a whole, portfolio will clock in 13.1%. But Xi Jinmen contribution is single digit. But that's something that we are doing, we're looking at it. So it's a mixed bag.
And my follow-up question is that it seems like your underlying growth rates for this year are even higher than last year, and which seems a little surprising given that, you know, China is undergoing a slowdown. So what is the secret to your malls? I mean, why are they so successful, I mean, do you think?
Let's talk about the two biggest properties. Sea Zhiming, I think itself has got a good profiling in the market now. So we are getting more and more traction, and of course, more and more tenants are interested. If you look at Sea Zhiming, on average now, we're looking at between 85,000 to 90,000 shopper traffic per day. On a peak day, it could go up to maybe close to 110,000. So the kind of number, I think a lot of tenants are quite keen. Of course, we want to be selective who we want to bring in. It has to be something that will complement the entire mall and the positioning. So that helps, the fundamentals are right. I think Wang Jing, we are very established over there. We have been winning awards in Wang Jing area. So it's a mall that people recognize. It's a household name. I think if you talk about Wang Jing Mall, most of them will know that this is a Kaita Mall over there. So we already have a certain position in the marketplace. So it helps. Then of course we bought new malls, over the time, and we continue to improve the offering to the shoppers. It's back to the fundamental. If you have more where people want to come to, then tenant will come. When tenant wants to come, you're in a good position. So I think it goes in a circle. Yeah. And of course, I think having said that, we are, again, back to the point, we are not in the luxury end. We're still at the basic level. And in the bigger scheme of things, in fact, we're coming from a pretty low base. Overall, I think our rent, no doubt, is case to case. Some of them are higher than market. But I think overall, we are still pretty not that high base. Yeah.
Hi, Tony. I know you mentioned about acquisitions, but can you give us a little bit of color on whether there's going to be an acquisition or something that you're going to be, looking at in terms of capital malls, CMAs, China malls?
We look internal, external, I think, to be frank. If you look at it, I think we have some headroom in terms of our firepower. We are, of course, actively looking. The question is what and when. I think we are still looking at assess. We are doing assessing.
Tuck from Macquarie. Tony, can you comment a bit more on the NPI drop in Erci as a result of the business tax? Mm. And broadly as a portfolio, do you see any change in business tax rules that may affect future NPI?
I think this one, Erci is unique to Zhengzhou City. Zhengzhou City government actually imposed there are two components, indirect tax. One is the tax on the lease. You need to register your lease with a central repository, and then as a result, you're going to pay a 1% tax over your revenue. Then the other one is based on, it's a 1% tax on the business tax over the revenue. So these two components is unique to Zhengzhou. I think going forward, we will expect to see a recurring one. It didn't happen before, but we expect to see a recurring one, yeah. But it's not big, I mean, we're looking at about 700,000 RMB a year. It's not a big amount. Yeah.
Just to add, the impact for second quarter for Erci was 2010, 2011, first half 2012. So it's the 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So moving forward, it will be about 700 RMB.
Joy from JP. I just wanted to check on the overall portfolio increase in GTO rents received in the quarter.
Very nice double digit. I think it's a reflection. You look at our tenant sales, it's gone up 24%. I think you can extrapolate from there. Yeah.
And I know you've not been giving out occupancy costs. Have we seen that going up, or have we seen that
mixed back overall quite stable? Yeah, overall quite stable. We're still looking at north of 20% as a portfolio. Yeah, but some malls are trading below 20% already. Yeah.
And just one more question on the debt profile. Looking to refi, are you gonna extend your tenure to a much longer debt term, or you will stick to kind of 3 to 5 years? shorter
term? We can, if we, you know, we have an MTN program in place, so technically we can go beyond 5 years. But we also want to look at the overall cost. If we were to finance from on a bank level, we can go up to 5 years, no problem. Based on today's condition, we probably still can get below 3% all-in cost.
Hi, Michael from UBS. For your portfolio valuations, they've been written up 2.7%, half and half, and you've basically got yield expansion across almost all assets except for two. Can you give us a sense of what stabilized cap rates you're expecting going forward? So if you look at the portfolio yields, they are 6.9 now, whereas in the first second half of last year...
I would say a good measure between 6.5% to 7% would be quite a good...
So is that to say that
as a portfolio, then of course it depends on, you know, certain properties and some can be can even be below 6.5%.
And how do you think your current valuations on a per square meter basis compares to surrounding malls?
Very conservative, I would say. Most expensive malls, German, not even, it's less than 30,000. On a replacement cost basis, we are looking at least 30,000 really over there. Yeah. Maybe Beijing and Sylvie on that.
I think we are pretty conservative. If you look at the highest valuation per square meter in our portfolio, which is what Tony mentioned, Seizerman, is coming in about 27,000. If today in the market, someone were to sell such profile of asset, if they are willing to sell at 27, I'll be the first one to be in the queue. But all are pricing it above 30, 40, calling it that kind of price expectation. So that gives you a sense of where valuation in, for our books are in terms of the level. Yeah.
Hello, yes. Would you be studying an RMB listing at some point? Somewhere in Singapore or Hong Kong?
It makes some sense, but I think we are watching what overall you must, you see, we're already in Sing Dollar, we are not the most actively traded stocks. Because the secondary trading is important as well. Otherwise, you know, in future you have problem in your financing. So I think that one is equally important. But as a business, I think overall it makes sense. We have everything packed to RMB. It does make sense. Now we're already paying out dividend in RMB. In any case, RMB, we can repatriate in RMB. Right? We have an MTN program that allow us also to tap RMB financing if you want to. The flexibility is already embedded in the program.
Sean Gardner from Morgan Stanley.
Hi, Sean.
Can you just talk about the progress in the year-on-year sales during the second quarter? Because was June higher than May and April? And are we above 15% or 14% in June?
June was generally, I would say, lower. It's a lower season. Low sales season. Seasonally, it's called lower sales.
But the year-on-year growth, is it higher than it was in May or April?
Higher than
seasonality
in May, more or less about flat, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, about flat.
And sorry, to be clear, you're saying that the Jishim and more, that the tenant sales growth there is less than 10%, or you said if you strip it out the portfolio is less than 10%?
Jishim is less than 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is where we know, I elaborate earlier that we have the right fundamental now. You know, now we are retreating the trade and brand mix. Yeah.
It is still a high single digit, even though it's less than 10.
Hi, Simeon from Shares Investment. Actually, I have two questions. One of them is that the numbers that you have given today looks very good. But however, you mentioned that your results are in line with, might be in line with expectations. Why is it not exceptional? Or would you think it is exceptional? And if it is exceptional, would you think it would be repeated in the following quarters?
I think why I say it's in line, because I think if you track back the last 5 to 6 quarters when we announced our results, that rental reversion already give you the base. Because today's result and the rest of the year substantially actually is what work we've done over the last few quarters. Right? So that, in my view, is in line with expectation. So that's why I say for the remaining of the year, we're actually working very hard to make sure we plant the seed for next year's growth. Yeah.
Next question is about the CRCT being a beneficiary of energy the measures implemented by government for the energy saving appliances. Could you give us more information about this?
I think those, if you know the consumer electronic goods, you know, those retailer, they would benefit. People like Guomei, Suning, this likely would benefit. It's not a big program. To me, 26 billion is a drop, no, in the over scheme of thing. But it's more a signal that I think the government sending out that they are really concerned, and they want to ensure they manage this soft economic environment carefully.
I know you didn't give any guidance in terms of your expectations for rental reversions for the second half of the year, but you did sound confident. But you also have a lot of leases to sign in the second half. So is 15% reasonable to expect, or is it?
We try to match it. I mean, of course, there are some, it will mix back. Some leases expire because 3 years ago it was on a low level. No? So things would, you're on case to case. And don't forget, we are also going through a little bit of brand adjustment. So if you want to adjust brand, something may have to give sometimes. For example, you may have to bring a lower fixed rent than expected. But because for the overall scheme of things, we believe the sales will do well. Total income may be higher. Yeah.
A bit of a novice question on the rent reversions. These numbers, are they net or gross of the escalations that you have?
It's actually, we only compare the fixed rent.
Okay.
See, as a typical lease structure, you know there will be a fixed and a turnover component. So we look at the final year of the leases that expire, the fixed rent versus the new fixed rent.
Okay, so that includes the escalation that's taken place.
Yes, along the way there. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Correct. Factor in the escalation. Yeah. So the final year, the final year's lease. Yeah. That's the normal way to measure, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's not so.
Sorry, just GTO rent as a percentage of total?
That's still less than 10%. It's very small, I think. But yes, creep up a little bit. It's a thing that it goes in cycle. Of course, when the GTO component goes up, you'll be adjusted down when the rent is up for renewal. But because we are REIT, we constantly try to protect the downside. That's why, you know, the rent, when we renegotiate, the fixed rate will go up. And hence the GTO component in the new lease will drop. Yeah. About 5, about there. I think we've been hovering around there. But within the 5, it's a range. You know, some we're looking at 4, lower end 4, and then in fact, some are close to 10%. Yeah. But it goes in the circle. we are catching our own tail.
Any further questions? No, I think we'll conclude the Q&A session for the day. Happy to mingle around later. Thanks.
Thank you for coming.